Wait. You're sorry. It was still muted, Les. Sorry.
Okay.
It's now 7:00. I'm going to call the March 23rd regular city council meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ebo?
Here.
Mallory?
Here.
Brandt?
Here.
Kukoski?
Here.
Rab?
Here.
Hukard?
Here.
Okay. Item number 3 on the agenda is approval of the agenda and receive and file all communications.
This is City Manager Tom Eustace. I sent out an email in regard to adding a request to add a downtown liquor license proposal and resolution to tonight's agenda, but I think I would like to address it at the April 13th meeting, because I didn't have enough time to communicate with some of the adjacent property owners, so they would be aware of the request for the downtown liquor license. So the email that I sent, just ignore, and that memo and approval or disapproval of a downtown liquor license will be on the April 13th meeting agenda.
Okay, if there's nothing else, I've been asked to make an announcement that when council members make a motion or speak, that they say their name prior to them making the motion or giving opinions or speaking, so that it's the people that have to type the minutes up know who they are. So do I have a motion to approve on the agenda as filed?
Mayor Tebow, this is Councilwoman Rabb. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
This is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would second her.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Rabb, seconded by Councilwoman Brandt, to approve the agenda and receive and file all communications. There's no further discussion. Well, all those in favor by saying aye.
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 Opposed by saying no. Motion carried. Approval, moving on to item number 4, approval of the prior meeting minutes. 4A, the regular city council meeting minutes of March the 9th, 2021. Is there any additions or deletions that the council wishes to make?
Mayor Tebow, this is Councilwoman Rabb. I would like to make a correction on the, at the end of the meeting, the Historic Resources Commission meets on the first Monday of the month, not April 1st. I went back to listen to them again, and it's just a minor correction, but it's the first Monday of each month.
Okay. Any other corrections or deletions? Okay. With the correction of the first Monday of the month for the Historical Commission, do I have a motion to approve the agenda or the minutes of the meeting of March 9th?
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Brandt. I would go ahead and motion that we approve the minutes after changing Councilwoman Rapp's comments about the first Monday of each month.
Okay. Do I have a support?
Yep, this is Brett. I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Brandt, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, to approve the regular city council meeting minutes of March 9th, 2021 as presented. No further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed by saying no. Motion carried. 4B, the special city council meeting minutes of March the 15th, 2021. Any additions or corrections or deletions? Okay. I take the silence as there being no additions or deletions. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Mayor Tebow, this is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would make a motion that we approve the special city council minute meetings from March 15th, 2021.
Support.
Yep, this is Brett. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Brandt, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, to approve the special city council meeting minutes of March the 15th, 2021 as presented. If there is no further additions or corrections, all those in favor can signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying no. Okay, motion carried. Moving on to item number five, communications and petitions. Ms. Christine O'Neill, the Michigan Department of Transportation, Alpena Transportation Service Center, is going to give an update on projects in the area.
Hi, this is David Krentz with MDOT at the Alpena TSC. I'm going to be speaking. Our Secretary Christine O'Neill is the one that set us up for this meeting. I want to say thanks for adding us to the agenda for this meeting. We wanted to give you a brief overview of the upcoming project on US 23, introduce some of the MDOT staff that's going to be out on the project, and answer any questions you may have with it. Did you receive in the packet two documents, one with some project information and one of the detour route, a map?
Just Clerk Brown, I did not provide that to council. I don't believe that was ever sent to me.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Okay. And I have never used Zoom before to know how to show my screen. So. With that, what I will do is I will go through an overview of the project, basically verbally, and try to walk you through the detour route. And if you got any questions, I'll do my best to answer those. And then I will make sure the documents do get in your hands. And again, if you have any further questions, you can reach me at any time. And on that contact sheet, we'll have a list of phone numbers and contacts as well.
Hey, Dave. Okay? Hey, yes, Dave. Kim. So there is a button up there that says share content.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on my screen.
On my screen, this is Councilwoman Brandt. On my screen, it's Alt S. We'll share your screen.
We don't use the Zoom platform. We use Microsoft Teams, so it's kind of.
Should I ask them if they want to come back at a later time?
Okay, so Alt S, you said, would share a screen?
No, I apologize, David. I did not know you had a different platform.
Okay.
No,
we are using Zoom for this.
Yeah.
To be part of this. I can give it a try if Alt S works.
Can't hurt.
The bottom, it should say share screen.
Okay, this is working. Okay, let me try this again. How about that? Did that show up?
Yep, I can see it.
I can see it now, Dave.
That works.
Okay. All right. This is our project information for our US 23 project. Again, I'm David Krentz. I'm the construction engineer for the Alpena TSC. I'll go through the project information, and then I'll have staff introduce themselves, and we'll pop on our video just so you can see our faces. So if you got any questions on the project, you may be able to recognize us then. So, okay. All right, so the project that we're gonna be reconstructing is US 23 from east of Cordwood Road to east of Duncan Avenue in the city of Sheboygan. Work includes HMA base crushing and shaping and resurfacing, new curb and gutter, sidewalks, sidewalk ramps, drainage work, including culverts and sewer, as well as guardrail, signing, and pavement markings. Project length is approximately 7 miles long and costs approximately $8 million. J&N Construction out of Gaylord was our red low bid contractor. Currently, start date is still up in the air, so we don't have a project award yet. However, we're anticipating either sometime between April 5th and April 12th, partially depending on frost laws at that time. And then if you've driven US 23 recently, I'm sure you're seeing utility relocations that are ongoing. And we've also had survey crew out there doing some miscellaneous construction staking. So for the project, the interim completion date is to complete road work from Giroux to east of Duncan and lift the detour by late June. And then the complete project completion is estimated to be done by late October. So for traffic restrictions, during reconstruction of US 23 from Giroux to east of Duncan, we're going to be maintaining traffic using a one-way detour. So what that is northbound traffic will be able to stay on US 23 through the construction zone, while southbound will be detoured up at the 23-27 intersection. It'll be detoured down to Lincoln, to Lafayette, to Giroux. Again, that will be completed by late June. At that time, the detour will be lifted. And then during the next phase, part of the project is to mill and resurface the detour route on your local streets of Lincoln, Giroux, and Lafayette. So, and then as for the rest of the project on US 23, after that reconstruction portion is done, and we're just working on crushing and shaping. So that'll be traffic will be maintained there utilizing traffic regulator control and or temporary traffic signals. We're gonna have some undercuts we're gonna have to do on that section of roadways. Everybody can probably tell by the ride. And like I said, during that same time period, the local streets will be resurfaced. And on the bottom of that sheet, there's gonna be a list of contact names. And with that, I think we'll try and I guess I'll stop sharing here. And I guess what I'll do is I'll put my video on, and then as each of my MDOT staff, if they could turn on their camera and introduce themselves, that'd be great. Okay, there I am. So again, I'm David Krantz. I'm the construction engineer. Go ahead, Kim.
I'm Kim Mullins. I'm the senior project technician.
I'm Alex Joswick. I'll be the construction technician out on the project overseeing day-to-day operations.
Unmute yourself, Greg.
Thank you. I'm Greg Winfield. I'm the assistant construction engineer for the Alpena TNC.
Okay. And like Alex had mentioned, he will be out on the project day to day. So if you see him out there, you have any questions of any kind, Alex will be more than happy to help you out. Kim will be probably.
This is Alex. I did notice my number is wrong on that sheet that you shared.
Really? Okay.
Yep. We'll get the last four digits are incorrect.
Okay. We'll get that corrected and we'll get that to the council with the correct number. And yes, Kim will be out there part-time, probably half the week, Kim, you think? And then Greg and myself will be out there intermittently throughout construction as well. You'll also see staff out there from Surveying Solutions, the white pickups with blue lettering on them, but most of them do. They're helping us do our survey and construction staking work, as well as be assisting with the inspection. So feel free to approach them as well. They'll guide you, either give you the give you an answer you need, or they'll guide you as to who to speak to. All right. So with that, what I'll do is, did everybody understand, I guess, the detour? What I'll do is I'll try and share screen one more time. Okay, did that show up for everybody?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So yeah, so you'll see the detour route for southbound traffic on 23. They'll be guided down 27, then over to Lincoln, Lafayette, and then Giroux. And I guess with that, at this point, we'll take any questions you may have. And again, we're on the construction side of things, so if there's anything on the history or the design side of it, I may not have the answer, but I can have somebody supply an answer at a later time.
This is Councilman Mallory. You might answer this because I got booted off for a minute, but how long is that detour in effect for? Or is there dates, or is it the whole time, or...?
It's going to be from the start of construction, once the contractor decides to start. Again, I'm anticipating sometime starting either between April 5th and April 12th, depending on when we get the project award, as well as the status of frost laws. Then that will stay in effect until...
I believe it was late June, Dave. Jay Galitis here, June 25th, or at least the intent, if all goes well, by the 4th of July holiday.
Yes, for the detour.
Correct.
I think we lost him.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Is there any other questions?
This is Mayor Tebow. I've received a couple of phone calls. In regards to citizens that inquiring as do they want to get contacted MDOT to ask questions in regards to the project because they own property and stuff along the route. What's a good number for them to call in? Who should they contact?
They can contact myself or Alex.
Oh, okay. And your numbers are on the contact sheet?
Yep.
Okay.
I know Alex and I were out there today. We spoke with a couple people. I know there's some encroachment letters that are going out and people have some questions about it. So they're more than welcome to feel free and get a hold of us. And we'll be up there. Alex will be up there a good part of next week.
Okay. So they can call you at the Alpena office or the Gaylord office?
No, those numbers are actually our cell phones. We are all working from home, but okay. Cell phones are definitely, during construction, I have mine 24/7. So, and then I will also be contacting, 911 and dispatch and letting them know contact numbers, in case there are any issues during the project.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
The chief of police has a question that he'd like to ask.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
This is Chief Jones. I'm a little concerned with your detour coming off from Lafayette and Grove and coming right back into the middle of your project. Do you think that's going to work for you, or would you rather detour out Vanier to Butler?
I would like to believe that this should work. The only reason that we're needing to detour that is because we are going to be doing some drainage work. So obviously I would like to believe that our design staff thoroughly looked at this and this was the best route. And also I know a lot of our detour routes depends on our local agreements. But definitely if something is not working, we may need to change things up. But I would like to believe that it should be okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief. This is City Manager Tom Eustace. As far as the proposed sidewalk work, is that only sidewalk work north on the north side of 23, or is it proposed to put sidewalk on both sides of 23?
I don't know if I can be heard or not, but if I recall right in the design phase, Jay here again, I believe it was only on the north side. And the final cross section will involve moving the curb and gutter in to kind of narrow things up a little bit, which may help reduce speeds with traffic coming into town. And then sidewalk, also it'll help make room for sidewalk on the north side only, if I recall correctly.
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm looking. I just pulled it up.
So likely from Duncan Avenue to the Kmart Plaza. I think that was the only proposed sidewalk stretch.
That sounds right to me. I don't have the screen in front of me.
Okay.
Trying to get there.
Any repair from E Street to Duncan?
I have one other question, too. This is Councilman Mallory.
Okay.
This is kind of my other life coming out. I'm a mailman. So
okay.
Do you guys have a process that you normally do with mail, or do you just kind of contact the post office and deal with that?
So typically what happens is the contractor actually will reach out to the postmaster, and a lot of times we will do game boxes. And that is working with the postmaster, kind of the best route for the mail carriers.
So
yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, camera, I'm back if you can hear me.
Yeah, I think we got it though.
Okay. Yeah, my VPN decided to boot me out. Sorry.
That's okay.
Any other questions from council? Okay, Bridget, I'm gonna open it up for questions from the public to these people from MDOT. If any of them have any questions, if they can just be brief in regards to their question, kind of keep it brief, because I notice there's a lot of people out there.
Mayor, did you want me to go down the list and call out the participants?
Yeah, if you would. Yeah.
If it... Sure. Okay. We'll go ahead and get started with Catherine Schultz.
No comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And up next, we have Nikki Kriska.
No comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And up next, we have Ron Williams.
I have no comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And up next, we have caller 1136. And up next, we have caller 7621.
Hi, this is Connie Rieger, and I have no comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. And up next, we have caller 7653.
Yeah, this is Lewis Balance. We have property on Eastern Avenue, and your 23 project is going right straight through our property there. My question to you, MDOT, is Are you going to lower that road depth or road height down to facilitate more in the drainage aspect? Because as it says right now, 23 acts like a partial dam for the water on the south side of 23 between there and Butler Road. I mean, not Butler Road, but Vanier Road. And the second thing is are you going to reconfigure those ditches? Because sometimes you look at those ditches and they're like almost like about like 20, 30 feet past the roadway, which is not, to me, not the proper way of doing a ditch. So that's one of the two of the questions I will get answered tonight, and I'll call you directly with others.
Okay. I'm trying to get to the...
Yeah, as for Eastern Avenue, as for the road grade-wise, it's going to be very similar to where it is now. We actually might raise it an inch or two with the asphalt that's going to be going in place. As for the drainage around there, we are going to be redoing all the storm sewer and inlets around there and enclosing part of it. So that will hopefully improve the drainage there, as well as we're upsizing some of the culverts there as well. So to try and help with drainage. So hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. Are you going to do the tributary streets out there too, or is that going to be the responsibility of the city to do?
One added part to the construction of this project is we are going to be redoing some of the drainage down Abrahamson Road. We're going to direct a portion of our road water down that route. So there is going to be some ditching along through there and restoration. That is the only route off of US 23 that is going to see any work in addition.
Thank you. And up next, we have caller 8856.
No comment.
And up next, we have caller 9395.
I have no comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure if caller 0499 is with the MDOT crew or if that's a public participant.
No, that's mine. I have no comment on the road project.
And Mayor, that was all of the public participants we have.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions from the council? Anything further that you'd like to add, David?
Just want to thank your council for letting us present our project that's going to be starting up here soon, and I think it's going to be a great project.
Thank you for updating us on the project.
Great, thank you.
Have thank you.
Night. Okay, item 5B, Mr. Todd Prezo, Assessor's Plat to Mackin Avenue. Todd.
Hi, this is Todd.
Todd, are you online? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I guess my purpose for being on the agenda tonight was I thought I was paying property taxes on the adjacent neighbor's property, but after some discussion with my daughter, who did title search for over 10 years, she's in the same consensus like she told me. How do you even know what you're paying taxes on? Maybe you are paying taxes on the proper chunk of land. Maybe you're not. At tax review, the board members that were there, Tom had one identifying thing up on the screen showing my property was on the west side of the ditch. The other assessor, he's got my property starting on the east side of the ditch. So it's still that at this stage of the game, I have no idea where my property even is. And to try to say that I had possible taxes that I've been paying on the neighbor's land is kind of premature on my part, because I don't know where my land is. And we were supposed to meet Friday with Jerry. I waited around all day, and well, that was a no-show. And I talked to Tom about it Friday, and I guess, I don't know, Jerry's up in Drummond Island or wherever he was, but he never made the meeting that was scheduled that was supposedly we had going on for Friday. And as it stands now, I'm no further to finding out anything about what I own or what I'm actually paying taxes on. So I don't know what council wants to do about this. The money, I thank you for the money that was earmarked for this project, but as it stands now, there's no surveyor been contacted. I can't contact a surveyor or anybody else and say that, you know, and say that I can spend city funds. I can't do that. There's got to be somebody in the city that's going to take the charge of this, take the horse by the reins here and get the ball moving here. You know, it's been months since that money has been earmarked for this, and nothing has really been done. And as far as that 30-second phone call from Jerry, that I find no comfort or nothing whatsoever in that, especially when he skips out on the meeting. It's been almost 2 weeks since that, and no response from nobody. I called Tom's office, and they said, well, Tom's in the meetings every day. I called all last week. Every day I called, it was the same story. Which, Tom's a busy guy. He's looking for a city manager and stuff like that. Well, he's busy. So my question to council is, who is going to take charge of this? And who has the authority to spend that city funds to get my property surveyed so I know exactly what I own? And as far as the title work on it, I believe it was council member Hukard said that we should get a surveyor from out of town, which I agree. And I've been looking around, and I hear Benchmark Survey out of Harbor Springs is a top-notch survey company. I contacted them. They're 6 to 8 weeks old. So we're looking at another 2 months by the time they're even contacted. And as far as the title search, I believe, like council member Hukard said, I'd like to take this out of town and have somebody else take a look at this title search. It's just taken way too long. It's months after months of this supposedly title search, and I get a 30-second thing on a recording saying that, oh, well, I guess I will insure it. Well, I find no comfort in that. None whatsoever. So I would just like to ask council how we can proceed with this to get this matter addressed and taken care of.
Mr. Eustace, would you like to address me?
Yeah, I think Jerry Malloy has basically been hired. He's basically doing it for no cost, but he's basically taking the position to cure this problem. And I don't know that surveying any of those properties are going to make any difference. I think Jerry believes that he can describe your property, Todd, so that it was described as you initially purchased it. So I think we need to rely on Jerry. I know he's a pretty busy guy too, but I think he has the remedy to this situation, and I think we need to get with him, and if we have to call him every day and try to get him here, so you and I and Jerry can meet and solve this problem.
Well, it just seems to be getting to the point of being absolutely ridiculous, Tom. And I do mean ridiculous. This is months after months. And well, for me now, it's been almost a year. Almost a year I've been after this. I've hired attorneys, you know that, where I'm trying to get to get this solved. But even if what Jerry says I do own, well, yeah, that's what you own. He says that's what I own. I don't even know. Like I say, I'm not a no licensed surveyor to go out there, and then Jerry's no licensed surveyor to go out there and start pounding stakes in and saying, yes, this is what you finally own. I would like to put my property for sale. I had it sold last year. I lost the sale because of this whole mess. And now, as summer approaches, I'm another 2 months out on a survey. And Jerry's remedy is that don't worry about getting a survey. We'll just give you some legal descriptions and you can go from there. Well, how am I going to show property, Tom, that I have no idea what I own anymore? After what that replat did, what Granger did, I have not a clue on what I own. Nobody does. Like I say, you showed one, even the county don't even know what I own. They got one map drawn out. The city has another map drawn out, and someplace in the middle lies the truth. But as it stands now, without a survey, how would I, even if I had a legal description, I have no idea what I own anymore. I wouldn't even have a clue on where to begin or where to show a potential buyer what I own.
Could you contact Jerry? Explain it to him that the city council would really appreciate to get this problem resolved as soon as possible without it lingering any further. We know he's busy, but Mr. Prezo has got a legitimate complaint, and that I, as the mayor, would really appreciate if he would dedicate some time to resolving this problem in the best interest of all parties so that we can move forward. And not have to be have Mr. Prezo be coming back to us all the time to express his concerns.
Yes, Mayor, that's what we can do.
Thank you.
Todd, I'll contact Jerry tomorrow until I get a hold of him.
You know, not to sound like a broken record here, guys, but I've been hearing this song and dance for months after months after months after months. It's the same song and dance. It's the same thing. I told the council at the tax tribunal that when they said, oh, well, we'll have a meeting in 2 days with Jerry. It was right on his recording. We'll meet you Friday. Well, you know what? Friday never happened. And I have no confidence whatsoever that it ever is going to happen. He's busy. I know everybody's busy, but come on now, months after months after months, and you can't even schedule a simple appointment to square this away. Obviously, he don't want to deal with it. Obvious. It's quite obvious. He does not want to deal with it. And like I say, maybe it's time we look elsewhere and find a different title company that will jump right on it and to remedy this situation and get it done. You know, you can't just keep going on kicking that can down the road for month after month after month after month. You know, it's to the point of being absolutely ridiculous is what it is.
Mr. Prezo,
you know, adequate time. I think council has gave him more than adequate time, and I have gave him more than adequate time. Obviously, it's a small potatoes. I don't know what his reasoning is. I shouldn't say what Jerry's reasoning is, why he don't want to do this, but if he don't want to do it, let's move on. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of trying to set appointments, and I took all that Friday off. I set aside all day Friday. I waited all day. I called early in the morning. Nope. No call from Jerry. Finally, Tom called me at 4:00 in the afternoon and said, no, he's gone. I don't know. I don't know where he's at. He was supposed to have a meeting today. He's up in Drummond Island or whatever he's doing. So obviously he don't want to address the issue. He's not finding the urgency in this matter like I'm finding. And I think we should find just somebody else. There's other title companies that'll do this. And that's what I would like to see done. So that it is being done instead of 2 weeks from now, it's the same song and dance. And then a month from now, it's the same story. Well, he's busy and we can't get it done.
Well, Mr. Prezo?
Yes.
I'm going to just let Tom make contact with Mr. Malloy and express the urgency of this to him in regards to your dissatisfaction with the progress and what's going on. and have Mr. Eustace express to Mr. Malloy that the council wishes that he would dedicate more time to resolving this problem. Let's see what happens. And if that doesn't work out, then we'll move on. But let's try this one last time and see what happens. And hopefully he'll take the hint and schedule some time. With it, is that all right? Would that be fine with you? He's done a lot of work on it already, and another title company would have to start all over from scratch and redo what work Mr. Malloy's already done on it, I believe.
I agree. I think we should, if it's not done in a reasonable amount of time, you know, in the next couple of weeks, if nothing has moved forward, that, you know, then we can move on to the next phase. Yep.
And Mayor Tebow, this is Councilwoman yes. Graham. And Councilman Mallory, I would say the next couple of weeks is a couple of weeks too long. We've been doing this for months now, and we've been promising this citizen a resolution for a long time. And I don't think that we should wait a couple of weeks. I think we ask Mr. Malloy to give us something in writing, something substantial that Todd can take to wherever he needs to take it so that he can sell his property, and give him a week. And if nothing happens, then we do what we originally proposed, which was we set aside money to have the property resurveyed by an independent surveyor outside of Sheboygan and go forward from there. This is becoming a very frustrating situation for everyone. And I think giving it more and more and more and more time, another week, is not serving anybody's purposes, certainly not Mr. Prezo's purposes.
Mayor Tebow?
Yes.
This is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would like to agree wholeheartedly with Diane. I took this very personally when it first became an issue and had many conversations with Mr. Prezo and was asked to allow Tom to do his job, which I have done. However, I do feel that Tom needs to push this subject and that we do need to get Mr. Prezo his land taken care of. It's been well over 2 months at this point. So I would really would appreciate if you would put extra attention to this.
Maybe, Tom, if you could explain to Mr. Malloy that the city council is not very pleased with the progress that's being made. And we're going to move on with other. Yeah. With other companies, if he does not bring this resolution to an end, is that the strongest word I can put it in? I mean,
that's reasonable.
That's reasonable. I feel Mr. Prezo's been patient. We've been patient. I know he's a busy man, but Mr. Prezo deserves an answer to his question.
Mayor Tebow?
Yes.
This is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would just like to remind everyone that we did put aside funds to pay for this. It was approved in one of our council meetings, and if that is what needs to happen and those funds need to be spent, I would hope we would do that, whether it's pay Mr. Malloy for the time he's taking to do this or pay someone else.
That's right. I believe the city manager has got the gist of the council's feelings. And I'm sure that Mr. Eustace can express our feelings to Mr. Malloy in a way that we'll get a resolution to this problem. If we don't, we'll move on and find someone that will give us a resolution to the problem.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat there.
Yep. So...
him not thinking that the property needs to be surveyed is I don't know how, like I say, how would I ever know what I own? If he hands me a legal document saying, you know, I'm sure you've all looked at your legal descriptions. Well, that don't tell me nothing. That's not a stake in the ground. You know, I used to have stakes in the ground. The stakes in the ground are still there. But if you look at the legal descriptions, and even Jerry's later stated, it don't even come close to what I actually own. So I guess, Mr. Mayor, is what I'm saying is that land needs to be surveyed. There needs to be stakes pounded in so I know exactly what I own. Because like I say, I had not even a clue on what I own. And even if I get a document saying, yep, this is what you own, the original parcel of your property. Well, that don't tell me nothing. It's so messed up now, Mr. Mayor, that I have not a clue on what I even own. If I'm walking on my land, if I'm cutting trees on the neighbor's land, it needs to be surveyed. And they're 6 to 8 weeks out to survey right now. I would love to have that survey. That should be done.
Mr. Prezo, this is Councilwoman Rapp. The 6 to 8 weeks out is for the company that you contacted in Harbor Springs. They're not the only surveying company around. So let us take it step by step. But you know, the when somebody promises that he'll be on a phone call or a conference call with you and the city manager, and they don't show up, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable to me, or I think any of my fellow councilmen. So let us take this from there, and we will get you what you need. And hopefully, I would like to suggest to Mr. Eustace that we get something resolved before the end of the month, which is next Wednesday. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I won't take any more of your time then.
Thanks, Todd.
No problem. If Mr. Malloy needs to have a survey done, explain to the company that do it with a sense of urgency so we can get this matter resolved to benefit to everybody's benefit. Okay.
Yep. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Prezo. I know it's been a long time, and hopefully, if I have anything to do about it, you're going to see this problem resolved in the near future.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Item number six, the boards and commissions, the Department of Public Safety monthly statistics. Any questions from Council to Chief Jones in regards to the monthly stats? Okay. Item seven, resolution, consideration of a resolution authorizing the submission of the application and approved matching funds for the City of Sheboygan for major city park upgrades. Mr. Eustace.
We are the Recreation Commission in the City of Sheboygan is making an application to the Recreation Passport Grant Program. The application has to be in by April 1st. The resolution and the application is in your packet. The original resolution that went out on Friday was updated. In that resolution, we're going to use Great Lakes Fisheries Trust match of $25,000 instead of $7,000, which will give us a 30% match on a $190,000 project. We are filing an application for $150,000 in grant funding. We have to have a 25% match of the entire cost of the project. We are contemplating the project will be $190,000 and there will be $58,000 in local match between the general fund, in-kind services, the Bring Sheboygan group services, specifically Connie Rieger and Dale Rieger have done a significant amount of work on Major City Park and the Children's Trail. We can use that for match. So we're just requesting a motion to a resolution to authorize and to submit the application and approve matching funds for the City of Sheboygan for Major City Park. I anticipate the maximum amount of money that would come out of the general fund for this project would be $15,000. Everything else is matched from other grant funds and in-kind services.
Any questions of Mr. Houston from City Council? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the following resolution: Recreation Passport Grant Program Resolution of Authorization to submit an application and approve matching funds for the City of Sheboygan for major city park upgrades.
This is Councilwoman Rabb. I would make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the submission of the application and approve matching funds for the City of Sheboygan for major city park upgrades.
Support.
Yep, this is Brett. I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion then? Okay. We have a motion by Councilwoman Rabb, supported by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, to adopt the following resolution: Recreation Passport Grant Program Resolution of Authorization to submit application and approve matching funds for the City of Sheboygan for major city park upgrades. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Rabb?
Yes.
Coulthard?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Brandt? Brandt?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Kukoski?
Yes.
Motion carried. Moving on to general business. Consideration to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April the 13th, 2021 at 7 p.m. for a commercial rehabilitation tax abatement as authorized by Public Act 210 of 2005 for 215 North Main Street.
This is Councilwoman Rabb. I'll make a motion to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April 13th for the commercial rehabilitation tax abatement for property at 215 North Main.
Mayor, this is Councilman Kukoski. I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman. Yes.
This is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would just like to say that I have to abstain from this.
Okay, when we call the roll, when it comes to your vote, just say abstain, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Motion by Councilwoman Rapp, seconded by Councilman Kukoski, to schedule a public hearing for April the 13th, 2021 for a commercial rehabilitation tax abatement as authorized by Public Act 210 of 2005 for 215 North Main Street. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Coulthard?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Brandt?
Abstain.
Kukoski?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Motion carried. A B is a consideration of request from Blaine Levine to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April the 13th, 2021 at 7 p.m. for an alley vacation in Block 4 of Patterson's Edition Number 1 via resolution.
This is a request from Blaine Levine to vacate the alley that we have already had a public hearing on that was basically not approved, but the council would requested that we get more information and better information, and Blaine has provided that with a letter and a map, and also he's given a rendition of what the buildings are going to look like. That's in your packet, and he's basically requesting to vacate the alley only. His original request was to vacate Benton Street and an alley which lies in the middle of his property. It's undeveloped alley, and he would like to have the council reconsider the vacation of that alley. And this is a motion just to set a public hearing for April 13th to relook at that request.
Okay. Any discussion?
This is Councilwoman Rabb. I would make a motion to approve the request for a public hearing on this matter.
Okay, thank you. Any support?
This is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would support her.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilwoman Rabb, seconded by Councilwoman Brandt, to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April the 15th, 2021 at 7 p.m. to consider an alley vacation in Block 4 of Patterson's Edition Number 1. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Brandt?
Yes.
Kukoski?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Hukard?
Yes.
Motion carried. Moving on to 8C, consideration of a request from Nicholas Jarvis to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April the 27th, 2021 at 7 p.m. to consider a vacation of a portion of 2nd Street. Mr. Eustace?
Now, this is a request from Nicholas Jarvis. This is a residential district off of F Street and 1st Street. 2nd Street is a street undeveloped, has never been developed. In the middle of his property, he owns both sides of the property, except for about a 82-foot section next to F Street. So he's requesting a vacation so he can maintain this property. Again, it's all vacant land. And he's basically asking to have a public hearing to consider this street vacation.
Tebow, this is Councilwoman Brandt, and I would make a motion that we schedule the public hearing for Tuesday, April 23rd at 7 p.m.
Okay, support.
This is Councilman Hukor, I support.
Okay.
Can I make a correction? It's April
27th. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that it should be April the 27th. On the motion, it's got the 23rd.
Yeah.
My apologies.
In the motion, it says the 27th, but yeah, and down below it says the 23rd, but it is the 27th.
Okay. Yep. We have a motion by Councilwoman Bob Brandt, seconded by, I forgot who said, Councilman Hukard, to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, April the 27th, 2021 at 7 p.m. to consider a vacation of a portion of 2nd Street between North F Street and Pirate Street via resolution. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Brandt?
Yes.
Kukoski?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Hukard?
Yes.
Motion carried. 8D, consideration of site plan review for Loom Sheboygan located at 1116 East State Street, Sheboygan, Michigan.
Loom Sheboygan is a... It wants to develop a marijuana provisioning center. They are the parent company of Attitude Wellness LLC. We transferred the permit from 300 North Main to 1116 East State Street, which is the former First Community Bank drive-through. Loom Cannabis Company would like to demo that building and build a new building. Planning Commission on March 15th, the Planning Commission unanimously recommended that this site plan be approved. It meets all the requirements of our site plan ordinance. There is a contingency on the stormwater flow control, which Loom is working with MDOT to get a permit there. They will likely get that permit. And we have a stormwater flow control application, but MDOT's regulations supersede our regulations by far. So it wouldn't make sense for them to get a stormwater flow control from the city, because MDOT's permit process is much more stringent and regulated. The Planning Commission was very impressed with the presentation of this site plan. Very well done, meets all the requirements necessary for approval.
Any questions of Mr. Eustace in regards to this?
Yeah, I have just a quick question. I don't know if it necessarily pertains, but where is Straits Printing in relation to that? Is it right behind kind of
border? Yeah, it's a little bit west and behind Loom. This is a big triangle piece. It really sits in front of the former Sheboygan Tap and Tool.
Okay. Have you heard anything from Straits Area Printing about this or no?
I have not. No. No.
Okay.
Any other questions from council? Okay. What's the wishes of council?
I will go ahead and let me read it here. I'll make the motion to approve the site plan review for Loom Sheboygan located at 1116 East State Street, Sheboygan, Michigan.
Where I'll support that. This is Councilman Kukowski.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman or by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, seconded by Councilman Kukowski to approve the site plan for Loom Sheboygan located at 1116 East State Street, Sheboygan, Michigan. Having no further discussion, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mallory?
Yes.
Brandt?
Yes.
Kukowski?
Yes.
Rab?
Yes.
Hukard?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Moving on to City Clerk's and Treasurer's report.
Just had a couple of quick things tonight. In your packet, I did include a couple of letters. This is just information. We receive property requests from time to time for parks. I typically work with the DDA and or the chamber to make sure that other events aren't occurring before I approve them, and then I pass it along so that you're aware of those. So I think there were two in there tonight. And then the other item I wanted to update you on is that to date, I have received three interested parties in the vacant council seat. And that was all I had tonight.
Thank you. Any questions about Ms. Brown by the council?
Bridget, can you tell us how to apply just in case anyone listening does not have the paper or was unable to read that?
Yes, and it's also posted on our website. You just need to submit a letter of interest and qualification to me. And I don't have the date in front of me, but I believe it was April 22nd that we'll take letters until. But again, that is posted on the website. And you can find my email there as well.
Thanks, Bridget.
Okay. Moving on, City Manager's report.
I have a couple of things. One, there's a letter from the United States Coast Guard, Gwenda Bradford, in regard to the Coast Guard City designation that we applied for. Because of COVID, it's been kind of a long process. It was originally proposed to be designated or not designated in July, then it got backed up to December, and we finally got the determination as to whether or not we would be a designated Coast Guard city. And it was determined that at this time, we were not designated a Coast Guard city. The Coast Guard is willing to work very hard with us to get that designation. We do have a committee in place. Kathy King Johnson from the Opera House was very instrumental in helping us write the application. And Kirsten Gunther, Joanne Cromley, and Bobby Krongeyer. So that most of those members of that committee are still together. Joanne Cromley is working on a Coast Guard festival. The Coast Guard likes to see that we celebrate the inaugural date of the Coast Guard, which was August 4th, 1790, when they were established. And we have some type of an event on that day and or that week. And Joanne Cromley is the chair of that committee to look at that. And that'll help us get some recognition as a Coast Guard city. They also would like us to work on some other outreach programs for the personnel. Simple example would be for local families to invite personnel to Thanksgiving dinner, for example, or Christmas Day dinner in the city. There's many personnel that are on the ship that don't get to go home. The Coast Guard would like us to reach out to those individuals and invite them into our homes for those holiday occasions. So those are things the committee is gonna work on. I was disappointed. I thought we had a very strong application, but I think we didn't have enough of the outreach programs. We participate often with the Coast Guard on programs that are related to the community. They do participate in the Veterans Administration banquet, which we didn't have in 2020. They're instrumental in a lot of programs for the community, but the Coast Guard is looking at more so what we do for them and not what they do for us. We do have a good collaboration on events, but they want to see things that are behind the scenes, what we do that's not really out in the public, what we do for the personnel that's here and their families aren't here. So that's what we're working on. We're going to try to develop some programs that we can reach out to those personnel that don't have families in the area. We had Jason Carmel and I had a meeting with Steve Cayley in Inverness Township, and we're in the early stages of having some negotiations. Steve Cayley's going to take the lead. He's with the DDA in Inverness Township, and he's going to organize some meetings to engage us into a new contract. He was a little disappointed that I made a statement in the last council meeting in regard to the township doesn't pay for sewer treatment. And the way the contract reads, I've always thought that was the case, but they really rolled into the contract. They do pay for sewer treatment. It's just not enough. So that's why we got to relook at the contract. We really pay for operation and maintenance, the costs that go into servicing their lift stations and the labor that we put into those service stations really eats up the cost that they pay us in operation and maintenance. Also, another area is just the management of their billing system. We only get paid $1,200 a year for their billing system. It costs us $12,000 a year because we have the software. We pay for the postage. So we're going to relook at those kinds of things that need to be addressed in the contract. But the township is definitely willing to participate in the build out of the treatment plant and looking at better ways to manage the billing system and how the treatment of the sewage that comes into the city is managed. So I think it's a good thing. I think we've had some good conversations with them. And it's both of our systems, and I think they understand that. I think we'll have some good meetings with them, and I think it's going to be a good outcome because it's been long overdue for that contract to be amended and upgraded. It's actually four contracts right now, so we want to condense that into one. And then we have a special meeting Thursday, special city council meeting Thursday for city manager interviews. We have three candidates that will be interviewed starting at 6 o'clock. The interviews will be at 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And it'll be a Zoom meeting, so anybody can Zoom in and review the interviews and sit in on them. We're not going to have the public ask any questions. The council will be asking the questions. And there will be a short public comment at the end of the meeting for the public. Again, that's Thursday night, March 25th at 6 o'clock. And that's posted on our website. So anybody that's interested in sitting in on the interviews can get that Zoom contact and watch the interviews. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Tom. Now it's the time for public comments. Public contact is the time designated to address any topic not on the agenda. People wishing to address the city council should come to the podium if we had one, but introduce yourself for the public record. Comments are addressed to the council and the mayor. And they're limited to 3 minutes. So at this time, I'll open the meeting up to public comments.
Thank you, Mayor. And we'll get started with Catherine Schultz.
I want to thank council for your approval of the resolution under item 7A on your agenda tonight. And I will look forward to helping the city manager get that turned in for the recreation passport grant. And then I also just want to make sure that council is aware that the council person who was our liaison to the Parks and Rec Commission is no longer on council. So I'm hoping, I don't know if that's an appointed position or if you asked for a volunteer, but we will need a new council liaison as we continue to move forward on the goals in our 5-year recreation plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. And up next, we have Nikki Kriska.
Hi there. I'd just like to say thank you for the consideration on the tax abatement for 215 North Main. We're very excited about making that building look pretty again and bringing some fun new things to downtown.
Thank you, Nikki. And up next, we have Ron Williams.
I have no comment. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron. And up next, we have caller 0499. If you have any comments for council, you can unmute yourself by dialing *6.
Yes, this is Martin Gellner, and I'd like to have a comment on the land that was Sheboygan Smith sold. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I was on vacation and my brother and sister sold. We had a piece of property last year, a hay field that my dad put in, and we turned it from ag to light industrial. And I went on vacation this winter, and my brother and sister ended up selling a chunk of land on the far end of Lincoln and Eastern, and they did not notify me or any of my other siblings on this piece of property. But I guess it's all done for that. But I want to stop the process of them putting Casey Hookart on a building to process the marijuana on that building. I don't know how, when that time comes up, I want to say no on that project. That's it.
Thank you, Martin. And up next, we have caller 1021.
I have no comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And up next, we have caller 1136. up next, we have caller 7621.
This is Connie Rieger, and I too would like to thank you for passing the resolution for the potential upgrades in Major City Park. That will be a tremendous thing for the city, and I'd like to thank you for your continued good work and service on behalf of the city. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Connie. And up next, we have caller 7653.
Hello, Lewis Valance again here. Well, I see the city has a little bit of misguided priorities here again. Doing a fish pier on the shoreline instead of doing drainage on the east side of town, as well as providing water and sewer services to people who actually need it. I guess Todd Friso was right. The city is severely mismanaged here. Partially doesn't know the an elbow from the kneecap. You know, we have this MDOT project road work going on, and spoke to the time just this about Governor Snyder's asset management program, where to doing a road project, you do the sewer and the water at the same time, and yet this road project is going to happen, and you're going to have to tear up that road when water and sewer going on the east side of town, which it doesn't make a lick of sense. So, so needless to say, you know, the city needs attitude adjustment here on what it's doing with the citizenry here. We have city services that we are paying for, rural development bonds for water, and not getting it. You know, we're having stuff done and not for the will of the people, and then the city is a public service, not a for-profit or corporation. I hope you guys realize that you don't run a city on a profit. You don't run you know, anything else on a profit. Municipalities are usually a non-for-profit or usually sometimes they run in a deficit situation, but that's to provide services to the
people. Mr. Valance, your 3 minutes are up.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to move on. Your time is up. Bridget, move on to the next person, please.
Thank you, Mayor. That was all the public participants we had.
Okay, thank you. In regards to, I'll respond to the vacancy on the Recreation Commission. I was going to wait until the new council member could be seated to see if they would like that or get someone from authorities, member of the council. We should know by the end of April who that person's going to be. So if we can go just another month without a member on that, I would rather wait until we have a new council member seated to see if they would be interested in sitting on that. Or is any of the present sitting council members interested in that vacancy? All right. I take it that nobody's, okay. And as far as the vacancy on the organizational committee, I'm going to appoint myself to take Ms. Johnson's position on that committee. Tom, would you like to address any concerns that did come up in public comments?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if I have any response.
Okay. Does the city council members have any response to any of the comments made by the public tonight? Okay, moving on to committee updates. Councilwoman Rapp, have you have anything to update in regards to 911?
No, we're always a week off, Mayor Tebow. 911 meets next week, so
I'm sorry.
And we actually skipped last month because they didn't have anything of any pressing business. So,
okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, do you have anything in regards to committees that you serve on?
I don't.
Okay, Councilwoman Brandt.
The Housing Commission met since our last meeting. However, I was unable to attend, so I'm waiting for those minutes to come and I will update everybody on that. And the only other thing would be that I am helping the DDA host an Easter egg hunt on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Washington Park. So anyone listening that has children or that wants to come and help themselves, please get in contact with me and I'll get you the information.
Thank you. Councilman Hukard.
The Finance Committee met. Just a big part of our conversation was the contract with Inverness Township, and it sounds like Jason and Tom have a pretty good head start on that, which is fantastic. Outside of that, I think we're pretty good.
Okay. Councilman Kukuski, have you anything?
Yeah, when we had our meeting with the Finance Committee, we did have a Zoom meeting with, it used to be called the DEQ, it's now called Eagle. And we talked about consent orders. What we're going to do as far as funding for the wastewater treatment plant. And we had a good meeting. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go from there. But what we're waiting for now is the ability to send out and get bids on the wastewater treatment project. That still hasn't, we still haven't gotten the go-ahead for that. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Okay, now, messages and communications from Mayor and City Council, other than what just been discussed, does the City Council members have anything they'd like to add further?
Yes,
Councilwoman Rabb?
Yes, one thing I would like to say is congratulate City Manager Tom Eustace on being a new grandfather, or the first time grandfather. Today.
Congrats, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Spoil them and send them home.
Happy times.
Yes, thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, have you anything extra to add?
Yeah, thinking about the DDA, I guess, anyways, there's a cleanup event on Thursday at 5 is my understanding, if anyone's interested in helping out with that. I don't know if maybe someone said that already. Anyways, the other thing is I got a letter from the library about closing Pine Street. I guess I'm not aware that we were thinking about doing that. Does anybody have more information about that?
They want to close it for outdoor service. The Hive North and Sheboygan Brewery, just from the intersection of Pine and Main to the alley that runs right behind the Hive North building in that other house.
Okay, but I remember hearing about that. It was, must have been like a year ago, I guess.
Well, yeah, Brett, it was last year. And then it somehow, I think it got tabled with COVID and everything else. And so the former Mayor Branson sent a letter to address that. It hasn't come up again before council, but I wouldn't anticipate that it is going to. And his letter seemed to be a very fair compromise, but I don't know, Tom, does it have to go on the agenda again for us to talk about that? I know we talked about it last year. I don't know that anything was ever decided.
Sure. Yeah, it would have to go on the agenda again. And it has to go to the Planning Commission first. Okay. And Christine King was going to, at the last Planning Commission meeting on March 15, she was going to have some additional information. The Planning Commission asked for additional information, and she just wasn't ready at this point. So the Planning Commission is going to have to address it first and then make a recommendation to council.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I assumed it was something along those lines. I just wanted to make sure. Thanks. I don't have anything else.
Okay, Councilwoman Brandt, have you anything further?
Yes, Mayor. I only had two other things on my list for tonight. I wonder, Tom, if you were able to get in contact with anybody on the property on 23 on the corner of State Street and Eastern Avenue. And then I also wondered if you had a bunny wall update.
Okay. Yeah, Steve and Lindsay's still working on the 23. I do believe that there was a release from the Shields family on that property when we were working with Meyer. Meyer had some interest in locating in that area. But I haven't got back with Steven yet to see if he's found that recorded release. The bunny wall update, Alan Granger is surveying that property because we need to deed them about another 12 inches besides the bunny wall because of the curbing that's there. We don't have any agreement. I've talked to Chris Sangster and Greg Elliott often about compensation for that bunny wall, but at this point the DDA is holding to their motion to not give them any kind of compensation, but yet deed them the property. So I don't know that they're going to be okay with that, but that's where we are at this point. At this point, I'm going to suggest that we deed them the property, the additional 12 inches, and not any compensation.
And is that something that will be on an agenda of ours in the near future?
It certainly can be. Yeah. If there are two council people that would like to address that, it can be on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Councilman Hookard, have you got anything further to add?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
Councilman Kukoski, have you got anything further to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. There's no further business to be brought forth. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mayor Tebow, this is Councilwoman Brandt, and I'd make a motion to adjourn.
And Councilwoman Rabb seconds that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Brandt, seconded by Councilwoman Rabb to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.